Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On every announcement.
I know, right? It just feels like a bigger game when Ian Eagle's doing it versus Ryan Rucco. Eagle and Grant Hill, his game one was what, Rucco and Richard Jefferson. It just sounds like a Tuesday game when it's those two. No offense, but when Ian Eagle's there, it's like, I know it was a Tuesday, but it's like, okay, here we go. This is big time. It's like Final Four.
You're very, very picky. Because then when somebody's calling it, like Kevin Harlan's calling the game a certain way, you're like, I'm wrong.
Tone it down.
This is a November game.
Back off.
Yeah, I love Kevin Harlan now. Now's a great time for Kevin Harlan. Great time.
That was John Smoltz energy at the end though. And the Mavericks tied up, even up the series.
The Clippers shoot 37% from the field. Everyone last night was talking about 90s basketball. Luka, humongous down the stretch, just taking over the game with the alpha energy. And who cares about Kawhi's return? We're tied at one.
Just like we all thought, down the stretch, biggest key. Boy, Kyrie and Luka defense and PJ Washington knocking down big buckets for you. That's exactly how we thought it'd go. This was ugly for a lot of the game, but man, that fourth quarter where we've talked about this a lot, specifically with PJ. I know that if PJ Washington's going to make shots, they're going to be really difficult to beat. But I mean, down the stretch, I was worried, like, okay, are Luka and Kyrie going to be gassed down the stretch? And are some of these shots going to start falling short? And they didn't. They still had enough left in the tank, came up with some big shots. Maxey with that big three. And PJ Washington doing what he did. It was just, I was a little concerned when there was like 10 minutes left and they were down six. And that six, just looking at it with the energy they had shown and how much I wondered they had left in the tank, I was like, that six feels like 15 now.
Especially with the way points were at a premium. I mean, and the flip side, when they got up by that, it felt like it was a 10-12 point lead.
I know they did it in the regular season, but it's great. I feel great in knowing that they can and will do it in the playoffs. Now it's just like begging your kid to do their homework. Like, please, please, can you give that effort again? Please, can you do it? Because Jason Kidd afterwards was like, you know, this is going to happen, and it has happened in the past where they're going to target Luka. We asked him, it's like asking kindly, like, can you do your job? And Jason Kidd's actual quote was, we asked him in the past to participate, and tonight he did. And Luka's like, yeah, you know, I just got to stay locked in. That's how we should be playing the way we did in the second half. And it's like, please, please, can you try to give some effort on the other side of the floor? And it happened yesterday.
Yeah, and not just yesterday. I mean, it feels like it's happened really the last 3 months of the season. Like, he really does seem like there aren't a bunch of plays where he's taken off on the defensive side of the court anymore. There wasn't a whole bunch of whining last night to the officials. There was locked in, ready to go, ready to play, and it was a dogfight. It was one of these ones where I didn't feel like it was just awful offensive performance from both sides. I mean, I felt like it was genuinely both teams were kind of locked in defensively, and
I did too.
And Dallas came up big in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that's the key, like, to figure out, was it great defense or was it bad offense? And you know, you can argue whether the 90s was great defense or bad offense. Yeah, I didn't think it was necessarily bad offense last night. It was a slower pace. You know, games generally go to a slower pace in the playoffs. And teams pick up defense. They pick it up.
I will say, like, Luka's always got such a – we always hear about, like, Luka with the pacing.
Methodical.
And, and the way that he has a command of defense. Like, it does look like they're doing things that are frustrating him and confusing him defensively. Like, well, I do think the Clippers are playing really well defensively, too.
His mindset last night, though, was, like, I'm going to keep the basketball and I'm going to fire it up from three again. He took 12 threes in game one. He took 14 threes last night. And I was wondering, the MJ question, you going to get others involved? You going to get others going? Nope. Bobby, you said it was going to be a nope, and that's what it was. He held it. He shot it just last night. He shot actually the same percentage as game one. Like, the numbers are almost identical. He shot 42% on 26 field goals in game one. He shot 42%. He was 11 for 26 in both games. Yeah. But last night, he was like, nope, I'm going to shoot, and I'm going to score, and I'm going to hold this damn thing.
Man,
he did have 9 assists, but I felt like the ball stuck with him. But as we were talking about yesterday, our reaction to it is going to be, well, did they go in or not? And did they go in at the right times? And last night they did, whereas game one, a lot of garbage time stuff.
Yeah, people were
– a lot of Dak points.
People hitting back at me yesterday with like, you know, Jordan didn't get other people involved. He just shot like crazy. And I'm like, this is pretty well documented. Like, Jordan – After Phil got there, the whole thing was, hey, you better get guys involved.
No, we romanticized that John Paxson Lakers series so much.
Jordan's also a shooting guard.
Yeah, it was totally different.
Yeah, but he didn't go in, like, initiating offense. Michael Jordan was still gunning. Like,
of course.
He was not the distributor, like, I'm going to go in, I'm going to get random moments he would.
The whole point of the triangle offense is the ball does not run through him. And like, that was the whole point of the triangle.
And do you know what they said about the triangle?
That the triangle was Kobe and Jordan.
The triangle was, like, good for, like, the first, you know, 14 seconds of the shot clock. Right. And they're like, here, Mike, go.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's because, you get into your offense, and then if it breaks down and it's not ready, nothing's working, then you've got to get the ball into the hands of your time.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Top guy.
Yeah, but never could you have told me that the top headline on ESPN, the number one story, Luka leads way with defense as Mavs even series. And I don't think you could have told Tim McMahon that either, as he's throwing out all the next-gen stats. Again, lowest field goal percentage of the season for the Clippers. They shot 2 of 17 from the floor when Luka was the primary defender. You'll never get these numbers again, so soak it in. LA missed all 11 shots that Luka contested. The second most field goal attempts contested without allowing a make in a playoff game over the past 5 years. James Harden had 28 in game one, was the player that Luka defended the most. Yesterday, he was only 1 of 5 from the floor when guarded by Doncic. All these numbers are being thrown out there, allowed 0.76 points per possession as an isolation defender, which ranks in the 83rd percentile in the league. But last night, it was a humongous storyline, and Jason Kidd talked about it.
Yeah, I think his defense has been great, you know, this whole series, understanding that we know that they're going to put him in every pick and roll. And a couple years ago, we saw this, and, you know, he's made, you know, understand that we had to tell him to participate. But I think he's participating at a high level on both ends. We need him on the offensive end, but we also need him on the defensive end. And he's been able to do that here in the first two games.
Yeah, you could tell early on, like, he made, like, two plays. I tweeted Luka D, which I didn't mean the double meaning. But I was like, man, he had a rejection. He had a rejection from behind, and then he had, like, he took on the defensive challenge in a one-on-one isolation play, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, he's trying to set a little bit of a tone. That was the tone. That was the effort. That was the energy I was hoping for in game one, and he rectified it last night.
Yeah, and I think everybody in general, you know, we talked about how the entire roster felt like they came out flat against the Clippers. Like, it was almost like they just were like, oh, okay, no Kawhi. Well, we got this. We just can show up and roll the ball out here, and we'll beat them by 15. And last night it was everybody locked in, everybody participated. I mean, before Gafford gets hurt, Gafford had still looked like he was struggling a little bit, which he said after game one. He had talked about basically like, oh, moment might have been a little big. You know, it's a little, you don't get these type of opportunities very often. But I did love that last night. Again, we talk about Derek Lively stepping up, coming in, you know, playing well. To me, it was just everybody came in, woke him up a little bit. I think that first game showed it was kind of a, you know, smacked him in the face, woke him up a little bit, and they were more engaged. And that fourth quarter, just the ability to still have enough freshness in your legs to be able to finish that off. And thank God for Norman Powell being awful.
I love the first play of the game, try to go to Gafford, get him a point.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, that's what, I mean, that was probably by design. Get it in there. See if you can get something going. You see the ball go in, all that crap, you know, yada, yada, yada. Didn't work, but they got a point. You know, they got a basket out of it on a rebound. But, I mean, I love that approach.
Yeah. We mentioned Reggie had said something during game one where he's like,
God, he's so bad.
Who?
Reggie. No, talk about it.
No, Reggie had a two.
Reggie, I was like, don't quote anything Reggie Miller says.
Reggie had said something during game one where horrible. where he had talked about, like, you know, when you're throwing up the lob and it just can't even get that your pick and roll, like, lob game to work, which is your bread and butter. Everything should be easy there. Like, that shows that it might be time to pack it in. So it was comforting. I think you're right. Like, they wanted to start out just like, all right, let's find a rhythm. Let's find some of our typical comfort shots and see if we can get those things rolling right now. And Luka definitely was looking for his comfort shots earlier, throwing up as many shots as he did. But overall, I think it's just the ability they showed on defense. Like, that's the biggest reason why I think everybody feels like this is a legitimate shot to make a run in this postseason. Is because the way that defense played in the last, back quarter of the season or whatever it was, if you can get that here in the postseason, when the game slows down, when the possessions become fewer, and when the pace is slower, you've got a real opportunity.
And they've been a big clutch team all season. Remember last year, and we've had problems talking about this team with Jason Kidd drawing up plays, final 2 minutes, it's going to be a disaster. They look lost, and last night they got those clutch performances, obviously from the big two. But Maxi Kleba, who, man, when Maxi throws that thing up, it literally looks like he's throwing that thing up. And I'm like, I'm rooting for the guy. He seems like a good dude. I've heard nice stories behind the scenes. But you know that his confidence has been an absolute Six Flags ride over the past 3 years. And when one goes in, I'm like, yes, that's good for Maxi's confidence. That's good for the way Maxi's going to feel. And he chased down an offensive rebound as well.
Wouldn't know about that. Very scared of roller coasters.
Are you?
I'm not scared.
Mr. Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
Mr. Drive 120?
See, I'm in control. I'm in a car. I have a hood. It's the whole open air thing, stomach dropping out of my balls, you know, everything.
There you go. That's next bet payoff for him. He's got to go ride Titan at Six Flags.
not a chance. Like, I'll quit.
Oh, that's definitely a bet payoff.
That's your number one fear of it. Will you go on like a Ferris wheel? Is it a height thing too?
I was in line at the state fair 2 years ago, last year. Whatever year that I didn't get paid for my big chicken guy. So we were in line for the Ferris wheel. We got up
just
there.
Wait till the firehouse tour. Make it up to you.
We got in there.
Friday.
Plenty of pimento cheese.
We got to the line, and I got to the front. Like, yeah, I'm not going. And then, like, Sarah and
that's enclosed, though. You said if
Mackenzie went up, and they went into the, not
wow.
Peyton's Mackenzie.
You were with Peyton's
one.
Girl?
Come on, dude. The other one.
Would you do the swings? Those big swings at Six Flags that go, like, 200 feet
no,
in the
air? I had a media day at Six Flags when they opened up this one swing thing. And I looked right at it. And I was like, you know what? That looks like a green lawn chair. I'm not getting up on that thing with no strap. But yeah, I didn't go in the Ferris wheel. Now, looking at it this way, it was enclosed. I should have done it. It's not like rocking like that, you know, after the Vegas one. But yeah, it's a height thing. A height thing.
Voice of the Mavs, Chuck Cooperstein, a friend of the show, tweeted, in 44 years of Mavs basketball, I don't think there's ever been a team that defended with the passion this team did tonight. And that includes the 11 season. Wow. In 44 years of Mavs basketball, that was the best defensive effort. And he said, I know many of you have made up your mind about the Mavs head coach. He designed a defensive masterpiece in game two.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I mean, look, Coop is a historian, so he would know more than I would, more than anyone. He has a memory that, I don't have that memory anymore.
Did he tweet that? Twice.
Did he tweet that at good reference? Chuck tweet that at his son who like kills Jason Kidd?
I don't know.
Like, oh, the father son back and forth.
Man, on Jeffrey.
Would Chuck try to assassinate his son on social media publicly for the entire world to see?
Chuck will argue with the wall. If the wall talks back and brings up a point, Chuck will absolutely have that argument with the wall. There is no doubt. But yeah, he'll go. Jeffrey's a savage, man. Jeffrey will go at it.
877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Franklin LaFranco Injury Attorney text line. Bobby told us that we would be interested in talking about this Dallas Cowboys press conference. Let's see if he was right. Did Jerry Jones gaslight the hell out of you yesterday with the pre-draft discussion on the Home of America's team? That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.